Rabbi, we continue. Bottom line of page 214 in Hilchas Sukkah Siman Tov Reish Mem. We are towards the end of Siv Dalet, and this is the halacha we're going to be covering tonight. Mishalo Yuchal Lishim B'Sukkah. Someone is unable to sleep in the Sukkah, Machmash Tzarloi. It's just too squashy. It's too squashy in the Sukkah. It's too squashy. Shetzarloi B'Pishit Yod V'Reglov. If it's too squashy, you can't stretch. You stretch sometimes? So it's not working. It's not working. This way you're banging the wall on this side. This way you're banging on the other side. You can't stretch, and you can't even. So if it's uncomfortable, loy miki mitzvah, that is not considered mitzvah. It's not sufficient. Yesterday we discussed quite a few reasons why somebody may be considered a mitzvah. We spoke about the flies, the insects. We spoke about the smell. We spoke about the noise. We spoke about the strong wind and the cold. Now we're talking about simply the space of the sukkah. That's not considered a mitzvah. The space is not considered star. And the reason for that, Mishnah says clearly in Sifkot Chavav, the derech ha'adam lif'omim lishon kach kofuf. It's quite common to people to be a bit more. You don't tend to stretch yourself so much in bed. You tend to be more. What's the word? A bit more. Compact, compressed. I don't know what the word is. Yeah, compressed reminds me of zip. I don't know why. So it's a bit more. So therefore, it's quite common to sleep like that. Who says you have to have a 2.5 meters king bed size thing? You don't need to. It's fine. That's not considered mitzvah. It is indeed. That's exactly the next point of the Rambam. Yeah. You're right, and the Rambam is going to tell us in a minute that it is. It is very much subjective. You're right, but we still need to know what is considered the justified argument. So it is. But just somebody. So if somebody feels that I would prefer to stretch, I feel more comfortable. Yes, you might feel comfortable, but that's part of sleeping in the sukkah. The Torah tells us you got to sleep in the sukkah, so that includes and implies a certain level of discomfort. Nevertheless, of course, there's sometimes a justified point of mitzvah. That won't be considered mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the derech ha'adam, that's exactly what he says. V'raya, the proof of that is, the kaimenon sheshir sukkah shiva al shiva tfochem, a minimum shiva of sukkah is seven tfochem on seven tfochem. A tefach is like this, approximately. So 7 on 7 is the minimum shiva that the Mishnah tells us, that's the minimum shiva of sukkah. Now, nobody is able to stretch himself comfortably on 7 tfochim. Nobody's able to do that. So it must be that if the Torah tells us, the Mishnah tells us that a 7 on 7 tfochim sukkah is kosher, it's explicit, it must be that a person has to be a bit more squashed in a sukkah. It's still going to be kosher, however small or tall a person may be. What it? Yeah, no, but even a small person is not going to be comfortable in 7 on 7 if he stretches. It's very small. Yeah. You see, of course you're right. Of course it's very subjective mitzvah, of course. But at the same time, the argument has to be a reasonable and normal kind of argument. It has to be something, that's the words. A person cannot say mitzvah ani, I'm mitzvah. Ela only bedova with something shederech bnei adam, that the norm of people is late style boy to be considered discomfort. Not everything is considered discomfort. You know, I don't like the view over here. Okay, so tough. You know, that's not considered. Oh, I don't know. I don't like my neighbor's smears. They sing off tune. So okay, so tough. So that's not considered mitzvah. You know, I remember a few years ago, I was sitting in the sukkah. I was saying it about Torah. As I was saying something about Torah, a story or something, and I didn't realize that it's gone quiet. But then I went next door sukkah, and then afterwards I finished my Dvar Torah, and then shkoyach next. So I was very pleased that at least somebody was listening to me. So there is certain things which are not considered justified argument. You can't say mitzvah. It has to be something which normally people would consider mitzvah. And therefore, the size of the sukkah, that's not considered mitzvah. And anyway, we also learned another reason, a very important reason, which we covered yesterday. Why is that anyway not a justified point? We learned yesterday. What was it? We learned yesterday something really, which is relevant to this as well. Mitzvah. You got to make the sukkah in the first place. Do you remember what we discussed? Yeah, if you make the sukkah smaller, and it's too small. So what were you thinking yesterday when you built the sukkah? You should have made initially the sukkah in a way that you feel comfortable. That's something we discussed yesterday. Okay. When a person should try to make himself... a person who makes himself as we discussed that also previously, the person should make himself as comfortable as he can in the sukkah. And now Sifei Avel Chay B'Sukkah. I believe I have to double check, but I believe this is the shortest Seif in Shulchan Aruch. Three words: Avel, a mourner, Chay B'Sukkah is obligated in sukkah. Why would we have thought that maybe not? Why does Shulchan Aruch need to teach us an Avel is got to sit in the sukkah? Well, why not? Of course. Yeah, why is he eat, right? Pardon? Oh,
the
yeah.
No one
is part of a mitzvah. We're not a man of oinein.
Because he can't take his mind off their
veil. Oh, very good. So therefore what? Keep going.
So sukkah, he's busy thinking about
yeah.
being in a sukkah. So, not thinking about the mitzvah.
You're going good. He's in tzar. Very good.
Of course. Not going to get any mitzvah.
Very good. So this is a very important halacha over here. What we're learning is an ovel is chayev, is sukkah. So the question is, why not? The answer is not because. What do you mean? How is he feeling emotionally? How is he? An ovel normally is probably going to be. Sad, they're not very comfortable, he's not going to be very happy. So he's. So automatic mitzvah. So very good. So the person is spot on. So he's a mitzvah. So if he's a mitzvah, so on the contrary, we can ask now, if he's a mitzvah, then why is he takichai besukkah? So on the contrary, now we understand that he's mitzvah. He's in pain, he's suffering, he's sad, he's mitzvah. Wants to be left. So I'm asking, well, if he's a mitzvah, so why is he chayav besukkah?
He's not mitzvah because of the sukkah.
It says in Mishnevua, slightly different than what you're saying, but very similar. Slightly different, what?
No excuse.
It's not no excuse. Why is it no excuse?
Because it's a mitzvah. Shabbos, you're going to be specific.
But he's mitzvah. He's mitzvah. He is Nebuchadnezzar. He's got to fight. He can't Nebuchadnezzar. It's hard for him. He just lost his dot, dot, dot.
Shabbos is Shabbos.
He can't have
a Vedas.
How can he have
a Vedas? It's
very hard.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Aleph, Avagav the Mitzvah, Potum, although generally, of course, a Mitzvah is exempt from Sukkah, Hanam Ele Tzara de Mimele. This is with Tzara de Mimele, Habo Loi Machm as a Sukkah, which comes because of the Sukkah. Right? Think of the cold. Outside. If you're in the sukkah, you're cold. If you're inside, you're okay. That's considered mitzvah. Think about the flies that we discussed yesterday. The bees. If you're in the sukkah, you've got bees. You're mitzvah. If you go inside the house, the problem will be solved. Think about the smell or the wind or whatever it may be. Mitzvah, if he's in the sukkah, he's got a solution. What's the solution? Go in the house. And he's not going to be mitzvah anymore. Here, however, aval hocha, ihud mitzvah nafshei, he's not going to bring his relative back. He's not going to bring his relative back because he's in the sukkah. Yes, he's mitzvah. Yes, he's in pain. Yes, he's suffering. Yes, he is mitzvah. But he doesn't have the exemption of mitzvah because he's not going to help by going indoors. He's not going to help. He's still in tzah. And one sec. And here he says the words which reminds me of Mr. Berlin's words. He should have sorted himself out. He should have settled himself, he should have emotionally controlled himself in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So this second point is not as important as the first. The point is that mitzvah is only a ptur if the problem can be the solution to the problem. The solution is you're going in the house, you'll feel warm. You'll go in the house, you'll feel comfortable. You'll be then the outside, the sukkah is mitztayer, and a justified mitztayer. However, over here, he is a mitztayer because of his avelus. Now that cannot be helped by going in the sukkah. Out of the sukkah, it doesn't help by going indoors. He's lost his relative. Now, but that's the situation. That's the reality. You can't help it. So, it's a rule. What we're learning, we have to extract from this a rule, an important rule, that mitztayer is only sukkah-related. That's very nice and brief and short and correct. If it's sukkah-related, if it's something which cannot be helped by going indoors, that's not considered mitztayer. So I was thinking about the following Shaila Rabbosai. I was saying, yesterday we discussed if the light gets switched off, if there's no light. Yeah? And what did we say yesterday? You go inside. Yeah? So imagine, as we discussed yesterday, Ramos said explicitly, if the light goes off, you're not meant to eat in the dark. So I'm thinking, what if the fuse goes and it's dark inside as well? Yeah? Good question. That's what I was thinking. The fuse goes. Yeah? So it's not the Shabbos clock which you said wrong, which is my classic. But if the fuse goes, and you're actually innocent, you can tell your wife, it was not my fault. It's innocent, the fuse went. And now the fuse, and now it's dark in the sukkah, but it's also dark in, can you go inside? Yes or no?
No.
The answer is no. Why not? The solution is not by going, you're mitztayer. Yes, you're mitztayer. Very tough. Indoors, it's also dark. And based on Shulchan Aruch now, that an ovel, sounds interesting, that an ovel is chayev besukkah, because there's no solution by going indoors. Well, surely that applies here as well, because the solution is not by going indoors. You haven't helped anything by going indoors. You haven't helped anything because it's dark there too. Unless perhaps you can argue that it's worse to be in the dark outdoors than works. And I don't think so. I think it's probably true to say that there's no solution by going indoors. Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yes.
What about Onan?
Yeah. So the Onan is very good question. The Onan, if you look in Shait Skintziv Kot Memches, it says as follows.
What's the question?
Now, Onan is somebody that Nebuch lost before burial. Yeah, but it's interesting. It's interesting because Mishabuvi in Shait Skintziv says the following words. An oinin. Mishayatzin sivkot memches. Very interesting, Mishayatzin. The other time, the oinin potter mikola mitzvahs. Why is an oinin exempt from mitzvahs? Stephen, do you know why?
Because he's busy preparing for the Levoyim.
That's right. Mitam sh'oisik ma'mitzvah potter mina mitzvahs. Because somebody is doing a mitzvah, is exempt from other mitzvahs. V'aladeh sh'oisik ma'mitzvahs tir das kvur, since he's busy with the mitzvah of burial, which is an extremely, extremely important mitzvah. He's busy with the burial, and so chlasik b'mitzvah acheres. Therefore, he's not obligated to fulfill other mitzvahs. V'im kein, therefore, kol mitzvah chlasik ba. Every mitzvah you have to busy yourself. Ben shu b'shev al taisa, ben shu b'kum asay. Potter when you exempt. Any oinein is exempt from any mitzvahs because he has to busy himself with the mace. V'lo chayim netilas edayim potu, you don't have to wash your hands, tzorech maise li tol yodov, etc., etc. V'lo chayim gam mesukah potu, tzorech maise li lechavesh besukah, is exempt from eating in the sukkah. And oinein is exempt from eating in the sukkah because he has to busy himself with the mace.
Would that apply to the first night as well? That would also apply to the first night.
Yes, it would. Absolutely, because the exemption of the first night would... Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Okay, see, Vav Raboisai, Chosel v'shoshvinov kod ne'achupa, pturim min asuka. So, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here, that a Chosel, a Chosel v'shoshvinov, and the entourage. What's the word of the... What's the... Entourage? No, there's a better word relating to a Chosel.
Bridesmaids.
All right, okay, the bridesmaids, entourage, v'chol bnei chuppah, and anybody who is like taking the chosen to the chuppah, p'turim, they're exempt min ha-sukkah, top of page 216, they're exempt from the sukkah. Kol shivas yemei ha-mishta, the entire shev brochas, they're all exempt. The chosen is exempt, and his entourage is exempt. V'sudas brismila, sudas brismila, v'chol ha-sudas sh'ochen etzal yoldes, tzaledes, sudas brismila also is as soon as Bismillah has to be in the sukkah, Shoechna Tzeledes v'chayov Mesukkah is obligated. So, two halachas here. One is the chosen who is exempt, his entourage is exempt, And on the other side, we've got a sudas bismillah, which has to be taken based in a sukkah. Now, why is it that the chasna is exempt?
Is this before marriage or after marriage?
Straight after chasna, straight after the chuppah. The chasna, you're right. Halachically, when we speak about a chasna, it's talking about after the chasna. Whereas in normal language, we talk about chasna, somebody's engaged, which is not really accurate. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
More than sleeping, even eating. Even eating, he's exempt.
Isn't it the same that they say he's exempt from saying Krishma, although that doesn't apply now today?
Yeah.
Is it the same scenario?
Same, yes, same. Just over here, it's a lot longer. Over here, we're taking the entire Shabbachas, we're exempting him. Now, the Mishmu is not happy with this, and Tzivkot Lamed Gimel, he says, V'yesh mechayvinoy soy, this doesn't apply nowadays. He says, surely, a chasna is chayv besukkah. That's what the consensus of Achronim is. Why? There's no problem. He can be happily married. Shabbat, because he can celebrate in the sukkah. There's no contradiction. He can surely do the. You can do Shabbat in the sukkah. There's not a problem at all. And the Mishmur therefore passes alach lamaisa. He should eat in the sukkah. Yeah. So the back. What's the difference? What's your question? The reason was because the Gemara says there's an assumption that the chasn doesn't feel comfortable with his fresh color in the sukkah. The bush. He'll feel uncomfortable. And there's a certain element of lack of privacy in a, he won't feel comfortable. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch exempt him. However, the Mishnah says it's not a contradiction. You can eat in the sukkah. It's not a problem. Chosn Kala can eat in the sukkah. It's not a problem at all.
Because nowadays, they'll be happy in the sukkah, where before they wouldn't be happy. You're saying there was busha now.
Yeah, so I don't know if the problem... I think I don't know. Maybe the dynamics changed a bit and people are let... I don't know what it is. Yeah? Yeah? What about Bar Mitzvah? Bar Mitzvah? Bris? So Bris Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, Sudas Bismillah is in a sukkah. I haven't actually seen a Sudas Bris in a sukkah.
Yes,
yeah. What about a Bar Mitzvah? Boy, B'yom, what do you do? Absolutely. So I've got, I think, two nephews. You find a big sukkah and you do a Bar Mitzvah in the sukkah. Surely there's no exemption. You can't say because whatever. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The Patur with the Chassel, it's not nothing to do with first night sukkah. It's not going to get him out of the rice first night.
In Shulchan Aruch's opinion, because he's not.
Does he get out of eating
in the first night in the sukkah? A chosn. Yeah, because it's nothing to do with mitzvah. It's not the whole discussion about the first night in the chiyuv of first night. Yeah, because he says, why? He says, the Mishnah Berurah passes no leishev, based on the fact that it's still a Shulchan Aruch's opinion, we're not eradicating Shulchan Aruch's opinion, we pass in the Chumrah that the Chosn is obligated in the Sukkah, but the Shulchan Aruch holds that he's exempt. So we can't be lenient, we can't be makel. No, I think that, I'm talking about the Shoshvinin, I think he's talking about the Chosn himself. No, you're right. He says, even the Shoshvinin, even the entourage will not make a bracha. Yes, it's and they'll all shoshvinin. Yeah, they may not be considered shoshvinin though. Shoshvinin is the ones that literally taking the chosn under the chuppah. Yeah, Mishnah Tzivkot Lamed Dalet says the following: Sudas Bismillah. Hainu afilim tzalim amokim lo sheves shom v'yev shalom nismoach shom kol kach. You're not as happy, as excited as you know in a Bismillah. You want the simcha to be nice and comfortable. A little bit elegant, a certain style, a bit of something, and here you're not going to have it in a sukkah. It's by definition not going to be as elegant. So would you say therefore that don't do it in the sukkah? The answer is no. You're going to do it in the sukkah, despite the fact that the simcha is not as great. There's certainly an obligation. Yeah.
Can you make
sure the bracha
for the
sukkah? Yeah. Again, in Tzivkot Lamed Dalet emphasizes that. Okay, I want to do Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is the halacha of Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim in HaSukkah. Anybody who is in a shliach mitzvah, shliach of him is on a way to do is a messenger for mitzvah. Pturim and asuk is exempt from sukkah. Bein b'yoyim, whether it's by day, bein b'layla, whether it's by night. Mishlim and zivkot lamed hey, explain shliach mitzvah kigoyin. What's examples for this? Shoylech la'ak m'pnei rabbi is going to be doing the mitzvah of mekabel p'nei rabbi. He's visiting, he's seeing his rabbi, which is a mitzvah. To learn Torah, so he's traveling in order to learn Torah by particular rabbi, or perhaps he is redeeming a Yiddish person who's in prison, anything similar to that. In other words, he's on a journey to fulfill a real mitzvah. Either he's traveling, he's a shliach mitzvah, he's traveling in order to learn Torah in a specific place, or he's going to go to visit his rabbi, or he is redeeming a prisoner that he has got the skills or the ability or the connection or the networking to be able to redeem a person from, to get to free a person from prison. All these scenarios that he's actually in his way to do a mitzvah, potum in asuka. Potum in asuka. Potum in asuka. Is there a mitzvah nowadays to go and visit the Rebbe? As we know that, it's learned from Yele Regal. Is there a mitzvah nowadays to go and visit the Rebbe on Yom Tov?
People do, yes.
Certainly in the Chassidic world, it's very, very accepted. Yeah, that's right. And by the Rosh Shivas, it's very common. I think in England, it's a little bit less so. It's a bit less so. It's not still done, but it's a bit less, certainly less so than in other places in the world. But yeah, there is a mitzvah, a couple of colors in the Rebbe. There's a discussion as well. It's the Reis, the Rabbon, probably it's the Rabbonon. But he's referring to this mitzvah over here. Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, does the Mishnah Berurah mean to say those mitzvahs specifically, all the mitzvahs wouldn't apply, or does he just give this as examples? Yeah. There will be exemption here. Lemaisa the Mishnah Berurah says it's a swore. We're going to speak about that tomorrow, Mitzvah, about Nitziv Ches. The Mishnah Berurah does say kegoin as examples. Examples given. Kegoin means such as. So these are examples given on mitzvahs, leaving us the thought and potentially the. It's just examples. Any mitzvah that you are actually pursuing. Any mitzvah you're pursuing, if it's a genuine mitzvah, you're probably, if you're journeying now, traveling, you're probably exempt from sukkah. But more on this in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. To summarize what we learned this evening, Rabbi said we spoke about the person who's a little bit more squashed in the sukkah. That's not considered mitzvah. We also spoke about the rule that not anybody can just say, I'm mitzvah. It's got to be something that most people find sufficient reason to call mitzvah. We learned that an ovel is chai besukkah, and we learned the underlying concept behind that is that mitzvah is only if machmas asukkah. That's right, mikoyach asukkah. If it's helped by going inside, we spoke about the chosn and his entourage. They are according to Shulchan Aruch exempt. We are a paskin lechumra. We spoke about brismina is chay besukkah. The brismina suda is chay besukkah. Shluch mitzvah we discussed as well. People traveling on a journey for a mitzvah are obligated in the sukkah. Rabbi Simon, this tomorrow mitzvah evening.